This is Sam Marsh reading AUCD Legislative News in Brief for May 11, 2009. Budget and Appropriations. The President released his detailed budget proposal for FY210 on May 7. The budget is very tight, with $17 billion in proposed budget cuts and proposals to eliminate 121 programs. Unfortunately, the President proposes to level fund the USEDS and other DD Act programs. However, there are increases for CDC, NIH, and HRSA that would benefit our network programs. The HRSA, Autism, and other DD programs that provide funding for LENS would get a $6 million increase, $1 million more than the $48 million authorized for those programs. The IDDRCs would receive a $19 million increase over FY09, and the CDC Birth Defects and DD Center would receive $4 million increase over FY09. AUCD staff is currently analyzing the details of the budget and will send out a more detailed summary this week with a special edition of In Brief. HHS Office of Health Reform Personnel. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius announced the establishment of the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Health Reform. This office will spearhead the department's efforts to pass urgently needed health care reform and coordinate closely with the White House Office on Health Reform. Both offices were created by an April 8th executive order to help deliver on one of President Obama's top priorities. Additional information regarding specific appointments can be found on the HHS website. Fiscal 210 Appropriations. The Labor, Health, and Human Services, Education, and Related Agencies Subcommittee Chairman OB of the House Appropriations Committee and its center counterpart with Chairman Arkin will both hold hearings on Fiscal 210 appropriations for programs under its jurisdiction this week, healthcare reform and long-term services and supports. The Senate Health and Finance Committees are working towards having healthcare reform legislation introduced in the coming weeks. The Senate Health Committee plans to introduce legislation on May 22nd. The Senate Finance Committee will hold the third of three scheduled roundtables on health reform this week. Several witnesses mentioned the need for the inclusion of long-term care in the reforms, such as AARP President Jenny Chin Hansen. Both the Senate Health and Finance Committees plan to mark up bills in June with the goal of passage of a unified bill by the August recess. Aging and disability organizations are collaborating together on a national call-in day on long-term services and supports this Wednesday, May 13th. A previous call-in day in March generated over 5,000 calls to Senate offices. Advocates hope to double this amount of calls. An action alert with call-in information will go out to the network. Judicial appointments. President Obama will fill his first high court vacancy with the retirement of Justice David H. Souter from the Supreme Court. The President, in consulting with Vice President Biden, due to his experience as a former head of Senate Judiciary Committee, which oversaw Supreme Court confirmation hearings, Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is leading the search, which is being run through the White House Counsel's Office. AUCD Stimulus Funding Webinar. AUCD is sponsoring a stimulus webinar that will focus on Recovery Act funds that have been allocated to federal agencies, as well as funding opportunities for states to access resources for project and grant opportunities. A brief discussion period will follow the short informational presentations that will help link states to funding sources, as well as effective methods for securing funding for the important priorities. Speakers include representatives from the U.S. Department of Education, as well as from the Association for University Centers on Disabilities. The webinar will take place on Friday, May 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Webinar registration information is posted on the AUCD website under Events.